Today on Bold Steps, Mark Job explores the parable of the prodigal son and what it tells us about God's response when we return to Him.
He runs, he weeps, laughs, he looks at his son, he doesn't wait for a response, he hugs his son as his son tries to mutter, "I'm no longer worthy to be called," and he's kissing him and hugging him. "Son, you are back. Your father has been waiting for you." It's the heart of the father.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Job, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today we continue a message about what it means to bring ourselves back to the heart of God. It's a lesson from the book of Luke where Jesus gave a parable about two sons and the different choices they made with their inheritance. One son stayed home with his father to continue working and grow responsibly, and the other son took all of his inheritance and left home, journeying off to another land where he ended up squandering all the wealth he had been given. In desperation, the prodigal son found himself looking for work, and that's where today's lesson picks up. If you have your Bible, go ahead and open to Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 15, as we join Mark Job for today's Bold Steps lesson, titled, Returning Back to the Father's Heart.
Parents often will come to me and say, "I have a son or daughter who was raised in the church, went to Sunday school, went to Awana." By the way, Awana's a great program. And they'll say to me, "I don't know what happened." They've deconstructed their faith. They're reconsidering what they believe. And they say, "What do I do?" And I say, I would pray a simple prayer. Lord, let them come to their senses. A moment in time comes for all of us when we go down the prodigal road where the need in our life, the dependency, because you were created to only be satisfied and ultimately be who you are and fulfilled in the presence of the Father. And the Bible says that when he came to his senses, it's a wake-up call. You wake up, you look around and say, "How did I get here? How in the world did I get here?" You look at things that you thought you would never do. Engage in things that you never thought you'd be engaged in. Hit a low that you thought, no, I would never do that. But the way of the prodigal ultimately leads us to places that we never thought we would go. But there comes a time when the need allows us to come to our senses and look around and say, "This is not the existence, the life that I want to live." And he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death." What makes him wake up? The illusion starts to come to an end. He begins to reap the consequences of his lifestyle. He starts to experience unfulfilled needs. He sinks in a new low in satisfying his needs. He begins to compare what he could have with what he actually has. It's a wake up. I like to compare it to, well, I hate to admit this, but have you ever driven when you're really, really tired, a long road trip, and I don't know what you do to stay awake, roll down the window, slap yourself a little bit, put on music really loud that you don't like, talk to someone on the phone. I've been at those places where I was so tired. And then you're trying to keep your eyes open like this and just struggling like some of you are in chapel. And just struggling to stay awake. And then there's something, I don't know who invented it, but it's ingenious. It's these little things that they put on the side of the road, carved into the road, so that you actually feel the... How many have ever felt that? And it's the... that suddenly wakes you up like, wow, I was going off the road. They come to their senses. They wake up. It's happened to me before. And suddenly you realize, man, I was so close to the edge, I could have hit. What? This is, adrenaline pumps through your veins and you're fully awake. By the way, I speak to parents who have prodigal sons and daughters and who want to rescue them, who want to enable them, who want to shield them from their consequences. And usually my advice is don't shield them from the consequences. You will just elongate the prodigal journey. Let them feel it. Not in a mean, negative, I don't care about you way, but in a compassionate, empathetic, you need to feel the consequences of it, because if I keep rescuing you, you'll probably never come to your senses. It leads me to number four. It's the shame phase. Verse 18, I will set out and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and he went to the father. He's full of shame. Can I just remind you, there's a difference between shame and conviction, or guilt and conviction. One is of the father and one is of the enemy. Shame or guilt typically tells you you're a hypocrite, don't go back, you're unworthy, you'll never change, you don't deserve that, you're not like those other people around you, you're a fake inside, after what you've done, really? Shame and guilt speaks to your identity. Conviction is usually the power of the Holy Spirit pinpointing behavior that is not of you. It's not who you are in God. A conviction leads you to a desire to change. Shame and guilt pushes you from the Father. I want you to know the difference, because some people get bogged down with shame and guilt and it pushes them further away from the Father. Conviction by the Holy Spirit draws you to the Father and gives you hope about change and renewal. He marches towards the Father, and I want you to just feel the heart of this, and I get emotional, because the love of the Father and the Son is rehearsing his talk of shame. I failed you. I'm not worthy of you. Don't even treat me as a son. Just, I don't even know if you'll accept me. I don't know if I can come back. And I want you to see the restoration phase. Because really, all this is not really about how we slip away. It's about the heart of the Father.
And we'll keep going with this Bold Steps message from Mark Job in just a minute. But first, we want to say thank you to our generous monthly supporters known as our Bold Partners. Now, Mark, a Bold Partner gets a signed copy of your book, and I see a whole stack of books in front of you right now.
Absolutely. My hand's a little tired because I'm signing these books individually.
Tired but happy, right?
Happy. Exactly. So excited to be able to give a copy. And, you know, just this past week, I had a couple different people approach me that have read Unstuck or are reading Unstuck. And I was encouraged, because I wrote this a few years ago, how it's ministering to people so powerfully.
Yeah. I'll talk more about how to become a Bold Partner in a few moments, but just as an illustration of what your gift accomplishes, here's a note from a listener named Sandy. Pastor Job, in my daily despair, you always have a powerful word of teaching that makes a difference in my life. Your extraordinary work in guiding all of your listeners to stick to the principles of God, as it will never fail us. Your inspiring leadership and sacrifice continue to strengthen and empower me, not sugarcoating the truth of how we should live and preaching healthy choices to youth. I'm a mom, and I cry daily that my kids would serve the Lord. Thanks for reminding me that God will always be faithful in spite of the chaos around us. Thank you for being a difference maker and a life changer in the church and community. Know your work is not in vain. You are being used as a lifeline
to many. Be blessed, Sandy says.
Wow. Sandy, thank you once again for your words of encouragement. We really, really appreciate that. And let me just give you just a little push to continue to pray for your children. Mm-hmm. I think that your heart echoes the heart of so many parents who are crying out for their children at different phases of life to turn completely to God. And Sandy, I want you to know, your prayers are not in vain. Continue to persevere.
Yes, thank you, Sandy. And if you listening would like to help bring these daily Bible teachings to more listeners like Sandy, sign up today to become a Bold Partner. When you sign up to give a gift of $30 or more, you'll be qualified for a 50% discount off the retail price of all Moody Publishers resources in the online store at moodypublishers.org. And you'll also receive a signed copy of Mark's book, Unstuck, Out of Your Cave and Into Your Call, as well as an exclusive bi-weekly email from Mark full of encouraging lessons and videos. So please, partner with us today by visiting boldstepsradio.org. And if you'd like to dig deeper into the Word with Pastor Mark on a weekly basis, be sure to sign up for the Bold Stepper Weekly and start receiving this weekly devotional email every Monday morning. To learn more and to get your name on the list, just go to boldstepsradio.org. Now, let's return to the final half of today's message from Mark Job. It's titled, Returning Back to the Father's Heart.
I hope you can grasp this. I hope you see it. I hope the Holy Spirit lets you sense and experience the Father. But while he was still a long way off, his Father saw him. And he was filled with compassion. And he ran to his son. And he threw his arms around him. And he kissed him. The son started to say his speech of shame. Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, while the father's embracing and him, kissing him. I want you to see the heart of the father, because this is the point of Jesus. The point that Jesus was making is, listen, the reason I hang out with broken people, the reason I hang out with people that don't have it all together, is that the father deeply loves them. The reason that he leaves the 99 to follow one sheep is that he's got a deep, 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 empathetic, powerful love, and he cares for those that have broken, that have fallen away, that have blown it, whose hearts have gotten cold to the Father. He cares about the lost coin. He cares about the prodigal son more than you could ever imagine or fathom. He doesn't stand there with his arms crossed saying, I knew you'd come back one day, grovel now. In fact, imagine what was happening. How do you think the father saw him? Well, the text doesn't say this, but I think the father saw him because every day the father went out and said, I wonder where my son is at. And I wonder if my son's going to come back. Because every day the father viewed the road back, scoured the road for signs of his son. And one day, as he did every day, he looks out and he sees that familiar figure, because parents know how you walk better than anybody. And he sees the son with his head down. He looks like the son, but he's thinner. He's disheveled. He's dirty. He's walking a slow walk of shame towards the father. Emotions swell up in the father's heart. Compassion is there. But the love that had never ceased, the love that had never stopped, the shame and guilt, the I told you so, that are what are you doing here? You failed before. Don't come back again. The shame that you've brought on me. You've acted like I wasn't even your father. You took what I have and you just wasted it. None of that is in the father's heart. What is in the father's heart is, my son is coming back. And he runs. He loses his dignity. He pulls up his road. He runs. He weeps, laughs, running towards his son. He looks at his son. He doesn't wait for a response. He hugs his son. He kisses him as his son tries to mutter, I'm no longer worthy to be called. And he's kissing him and hugging him. Son, you are back. Your father has been waiting for you. It's the heart of the father. You see, if you're sliding from the Father, if you're walking the walk of shame right now, I don't want you to project your dysfunctional brokenness of the image of the Father on the Father God. I want you to understand his heart. The problem with this story is that initially we think it's the story of one prodigal. But really it's the story of two prodigals. The one that left and the one that stayed. You see, the one that left is obvious. He's partying, he's with prostitutes, he's denied, he's out there. He's drinking, drugging, doing his thing. He's obviously slid from the Father. But as we get into the story, we realize there's another prodigal. Oh, much more subtle. He's in the house of the Father. He's doing the work of the Father. He's diligent, obedient, crossing his T's, dotting his I's, having his devotions, sitting in chapel. It's out of duty, out of obligation. There's little joy. There's little closeness. His heart, even though he was in the house of the Father, had slid from the Father. You see it in his attitude. The son comes back, he's self-righteous, he's pompous, he seems angry towards the Father. How come you're welcoming him back? You should be casting him away. I've been here all this time. I don't feel like you killed a fatted calf for me. I've served you. Is this what I get? No. He had slid away from the Father just in a more religious way. He was in the house, but his heart had slipped. Can I just challenge you, not just for your time at Moody, but those of you that will go into ministries, the pastorate, worship leaders, missionaries, you know that you can slide from the Father and be in the Father's house. You can slide so far from the Father's heart, so far from experiencing his love, so far from knowing who he is and your identity in him, that you're about the Father's business, but you have missed absolutely the relationship with the Father, the heart of the Father, the essence of the Father. The Father wakes him up. My son, the Father said, you've always been with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now he's found. I want you to know that you may be here and on the journey of a prodigal. It'll ultimately show up, not right away, but I want you to understand and know that what breaks the cycle of the prodigal is if you can fully embrace and experience this incredible thing that we call the love of the Father. Father, it was the hymnist that sang, our hearts are so prone to wander. God, we confess that Sometimes the slip and slide of a prodigal heart goes unchecked. Sometimes we become numb to your incredible love. Sometimes we become self-centered and focused. And when we wake up, we realize we're far from the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the rumbling strips in our life that wake us up. I pray in Jesus' name that if there's anybody listening to me in this auditorium or online who is feeling or hearing the rumbling strips of awakening, I pray that as they awaken, what would capture them is not the darkness of their own heart and soul, the ugliness of failure, but I pray that what would capture our heart is the hug of the Father, the embrace of the Father, the love of the Father calling us back, Father. I pray in Jesus' name that we would not slip further down that road, God, but that we would pursue the Father. I pray against shame, accusations from the enemy that would hold us at bay from the Father. Keep us on the outside. Make us behave as slaves and servants instead of sons and daughters. Thank you for your incredible love, Father. Draw us, Lord, powerfully, compellingly, deeply by your love through Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Mark, for your message today on Bold Steps, titled Returning Back to the Father's Heart. Now, if you'd like to revisit any part of this lesson or share it with a friend, just go online to boldstepsradio.org. And tomorrow, Mark, we start a brand new series called Amplify. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I'm excited about this new series. The word amplify means to magnify, to maximize. We use amps to boost the volume. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting with the power and amplification of praise.
Wonderful. Well, that begins tomorrow here on Bold Steps. Also, we have a Bold Step gift we'd like to put into your hands for your giving to Bold Steps. It's called Love Over Fear. The author, Dan White, was asked what prompted him to write this book.
Can conservatives and progressives share table fellowship together? I was really wondering if the only option was for us to divide and hate one another. And so that began the hunt for what was going on. I started to see the same kind of division the more that social media became the way we relate with each other. I saw some disruptions in my neighborhood, and I've even felt this amongst my own family. And at this point, you'd have to have your head in the ground to not see how much visceral hatred and disgust and contempt we have between each other and how it's ruining our relationships.
Yeah, so maybe you've experienced that. Maybe your own family gatherings have been tense and people sitting at separate tables, or you've had to put ground rules. Hey, we can't talk about this. I think Dan's book, Love Over Fear, jumps right into the heart of some messy issues, but this is about how to build bridges between people of the same family and the same faith.
Well, Dan's book is our Bold Step gift, so when you make a donation of any amount, ask for it. Go online to boldstepsradio.org or use the phone and call us at 844-615-7363. 844-615-7363. If you'd rather send a check, of course, you can do that through the mail to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And one more update, Mark, a special event coming up soon.
Yes, very soon. We have a Spanish men's conference, the first one at Moody Bible Institute in the heart of Chicago. So if you live around the Chicagoland area, anywhere close, March 25th, it's called Levántate, which means rise up. I'm preaching in Spanish, and we have a couple other speakers. The worship is in Spanish. This will be an event that every Spanish-speaking man in the area needs to come to.
Sounds fabulous. Well, for more information or to sign up for the event, just go to moodyconferences.com. And before we close today, take a moment, if you haven't already, to subscribe to our podcast by searching your podcast app for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe. And you can also subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel and discover some great video content and special messages. Just get on your YouTube and search for Bold Steps Radio and tap the subscribe button. Well, that's our time for today. I'm Wayne Shepherd, already looking forward to joining you again tomorrow for the start of Mark's brand new series, Amplify. That begins Friday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.